Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, March the 12th. I'm Mark Daniels. NFL free agency opened on Tuesday, and it was a feeding frenzy, although the Green Bay Packers relatively quiet. General manager Ted Thompson, not one to spend a lot of money in the early days, although he did issue a qualifying offer for restricted free agent linebacker Jamari Lattimore worth $1.43 million. Lattimore can still negotiate with other teams, but the Packers retain the right to match any offer. No offer was sent to another restricted free agent, safety M.D. Jennings, who started all 16 games for the Packers last year. Free agent center Evan Dietrich Smith visiting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Wednesday. Jermichael Finley, even though he's yet to receive medical clearance coming off neck fusion surgery, plans a visit with the champion Seattle Seahawks. Big name safeties come off the market. Jarius Byrd of Buffalo signs a 6-year, $54 million deal with the New Orleans Saints. Carolina's Mike Mitchell, a 5-year, $25 million deal with Pittsburgh. The Saints' Malcolm Jenkins heads to Philadelphia for $16.25 million over 3 years. Cleveland Inc. safety Dante Whitner of the 49ers. Aqib Talib signs with the Denver Broncos. On the defensive line, Oakland's Lamar Houston signs a $35 million deal over 5 years with Chicago. Baltimore's Arthur Jones, a $33 million contract over 5 years with Indianapolis. Some big-name players released to clear cap space, including Julius Peppers of Chicago and DeMarcus Ware of the Dallas Cowboys. Houston Texans cut former Badger tight end Owen Daniels. Controversial offensive tackle Jonathan Martin on the move. The Miami Dolphins trading the 24-year-old to the San Francisco 49ers for a conditional 6th-round draft choice. Martin will be reunited with his college head coach Jim Harbaugh. He was the focus of the Richie Incognito harassment scandal that rocked the Dolphins last season. In college basketball, the UW Milwaukee Panthers are headed to the NCAA tournament as they defeated Wright State 69-63 in Dayton to win the Horizon League Tournament Championship. Kyle Kelm with 20. Jordan Aaron had 18. He was the tournament's MVP, talking about how the Panthers jumped out to a 21-7 lead out on the road.
We started the game tremendously. This guy to my left and this guy to my right battling down low with those bigs on that team and getting us going. Austin hitting shots. JR coming in, giving up his body. Steve running the team well. I just love my guys. I mean, they put everything out on the line, and we got this thing together.
Panthers were the preseason pick to finish last in the Horizon League after 8 wins a year ago. And they went just 7-9 in conference play. But Rob Jeter's club now 21-13, headed to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2006.
We figured out how to play together. They also figured out how there's some leadership that emerged. And then they just really dug deep to get respect back for how we want to play as a group. And put that all together, and it produced a championship. That's what I'm so excited about.
West Coast Conference title goes to Gonzaga, a 75-64 win over BYU, 16 consecutive years into the tournament for Gonzaga. Summit League goes to North Dakota State, a 60-57 win over Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne. And the NEC Conference title goes to Mount St. Mary's, which now just gets to 500 at 16-16. They stunned the top seed Robert Morris, 88-71. Horizon League Women's Tournament opens with quarterfinal play Wednesday night. It's campus site games for the first round. The Green Bay Phoenix, the top seed, hosting the Valparaiso Crusaders at the Crest Event Center at 7 o'clock. Semifinals will be Friday at the Crest if the Phoenix women advance. The State High School Boys Basketball Tournament tips off Thursday at the Kohl Center in Madison. The 99th State Tournament. The opening game will be a Division V semifinal between top-ranked NEW Lutheran of Green Bay against Sheboygan Lutheran. Blazers head coach Mark Meerstein has his team back at State for the fourth time in 5 years.
We're very fortunate to have been there. I mean, we've had to win some nail biters and you know, going all the way back to 2010 when we started this all, it was, you know, you just got to play against a lot of good competition. But any different approach, probably not. It's probably similar. You know, we talked about it being a business trip coming to Madison. And you know, the one thing that probably has changed from this year from the first time is that we expected to win, whereas the first time we probably didn't.
Blazers played Sheboygan Lutheran in the regular season and won 98-91 at home in December. Crusaders 2012 champs led by now Wisconsin Badger Sam Decker. Head coach Nick Verhagen says a tough Central Lakeshore Conference schedule prepped them for their tourney run.
We got after Lewisburg at their place and Howard's Grove at their place and just had some decisive victories there in our conference that led us into just a pattern of success.
That game tips off at 1:35 at the Kohl Center on Thursday. Thursday night at 6:35, the Brilliant Lions will be in action. They finished 18-8 in the Olympian Conference, third place, but head coach Pete Kettle says my team got hot at the right time.
It's when you play well that's important. It's hard to stay at the peak of your game for an entire season. And early in February, I was a little concerned. I didn't like what I saw. We just weren't finding that rhythm, didn't play very well for whatever reason. A week off, we ended up getting a bye that Tuesday night. Seemed to rejuvenate us a little bit, refocus. And we've played with a lot more energy and focus in the tournament run, which is good timing, I guess.
Yeah, but the Lions will draw two-time defending champion Whitefish Bay Dominican in the Division IV semifinals Thursday night. On Friday, Manitowoc Ron Colley opens play in Division III against Brown Deer at 9:05 in the morning. West of Pier in Division II taking on Wisconsin Lutheran at 1:35 on Friday. And Friday night, the Nina Rockets will close out semifinal play, taking on last year's runner-up Mukwonago. Championship games at the Kohl Center on Saturday. In the NBA, Milwaukee Bucks fall to the Minnesota Timberwolves 112-101 at the Target Center. Bucks had a lead at the half, but Kevin Love leads the Timberwolves to the rally with 27 points and 10 rebounds. Said we knuckled down after intermission.
Always played harder. Energy was up. Communication was way up. You know, we knew that they have had their struggles, and we were a better team. So if we could just keep it close, even with how they were shooting in that first half, 58%, then we were going to be fine. And, you know, it turned for us in the third quarter.
Brandon Knight at 21, Nate Walters 14 for the Bucks. Head coach Larry Drew said it just wasn't enough.
We did some good things. But, you know, to win on the road, you've got to be better. You know, you got to be better. You got to take care of the basketball. Your shot selection has to be good. And you just can't turn the ball over. We had some very careless turnovers that resulted in easy baskets for them.
Bucks now 13-51. They'll be in Atlanta on Thursday. Indiana gets 24 from David West and beating Boston 94-83. Detroit over Sacramento 99-89. Oklahoma City, a big win in the Western Conference, beat the Houston Rockets 106-98. Kevin Durant goes off for 42. He says that was a good-looking victory.
Once we lock in and focus in on what we're supposed to do from the beginning, we're a pretty good team on the defensive end. So, you know, everybody did a great job knowing their matchup and playing within the team's concepts. And we got a good win.
Memphis Grizzlies shoot 56% from the floor and beating Portland 109-99. San Antonio raced out to a 38-14 first quarter lead against the Bulls, beat Chicago 104-96. Golden State over Dallas 108-85. Other big story in the NBA, Phil Jackson. It looks like he's going to accept the job of president of the New York Knickerbockers for $15 million. To the NHL, an emotional game for the Dallas Stars. A 3-2 overtime win in St. Louis against the Blues. Jamie Benn netting the game-winning goal. He was right next to Rich Peverly on Monday night when he collapsed on the bench because of a cardiac event. Ben says it was an inspirational victory.
You know, last night was a scary situation, but you know, today's a new day. We were thinking about Rich back home, but I thought we did a great job getting mentally ready for this game. We're still in a playoff hunt here. We're still in a big playoff push, and, you know, we found a way to get 2 points.
Peverly remains hospitalized, but he is in stable condition, and Stars coach Lindy Ruff says he's been in contact with him.
I texted him right after the game. He responded. He was happy. He says, keep rolling. I just said at the end, see you tomorrow.
Nashville Predators beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-1. Jaromir Jagr, game-winning goal in the third period, lifts the Devils over the Flyers 2-1. Carolina beats the New York Rangers 3-1. Columbus scores 3 in the third to beat the Red Wings 4-1. Phoenix a 3-1 winner over Florida. Marc-Andre Fleury with 32 saves as Pittsburgh shuts out the Washington Capitals 2-0. It was Edmonton 4, Minnesota 3 in a shootout. Joe Pavelski a pair of goals, leading San Jose past Toronto 6-2. Milwaukee Brewers with an off day in the Cactus League. They are 6-8. So far in the spring, return to the Diamond on Wednesday to take on the Los Angeles Angels. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.